Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So, you know how every summer they say there's a song of the summer? You know, maybe it was Call Me Maybe. There's always something by Bruno Mars. Well, right?
Yeah.
I was watching Saturday Night Live a few weeks ago and listened to Sucker by the Jonas Brothers. And I thought, this is going to be the song of the summer. Mark my words. If it's not...
Well, they played it on SNL the other night.
They played it on SNL. They're playing it constantly. And it's funny, as we started listening, I'm like, why does this song sound familiar? And then I realized they sound just like Maroon 5. Like, I feel like they have completely co-opted Adam Levine's sound, because normally the song of the summer is Adam Levine.
Yeah.
Or it's Beyonce, or yeah, right? Yeah. But don't you think, for me, the song of the summer is anything by Lizzo.
Boy, you're more hipper than I am.
I am so hip. I'm really proud. And if you all don't know,
Lizzo is
not a
see, it's great stuff. Like, I'm doing hip hop on the treadmill. But I looked up and I was like, gosh, those Jonas Brothers are good. Like the old lady that I am. Yes. I'm like, look at them. They're all grown up. They're married. I didn't know they had retired, but apparently they did.
Retired for a few minutes, yes.
They did, didn't they? But they retired for a good long time,
did
I thought.
They? I don't know. I don't pay attention.
I don't know, but I mean, what do you think the song of the summer is going
to
be?
The Doobie Brothers and the
Doobie
Brothers.
So the song of the summer is going to be Dancing in the Streets?
Yeah, right.
Still. Do you have a song of the summer?
No, I just, you know, whatever.
Is there a song in the summer that you play when you play at your concerts, like the song that you play every time?
Oh, no, we have a...
Wait, she's got one. Do you have
no,
a song?
No, he doesn't play that kind of stuff.
I got 60 songs.
He doesn't
songs.
Play new stuff.
My band plays 60 songs.
Well,
okay?
The songs of the summer used to be protest songs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
and
yeah,
now
it's... We could use them now. But
now it's what auto-tuned
exactly,
version
exactly.
of falsetto can mm-hmm, we get? But mm-hmm. they all sound alike. That's
exactly.
the problem. And I think it's because there's basically one producer producing in the recording industry.
It also has
like
to
the
do
same person is... producing
yeah.
everything.
It has to do with the app Shazam, because Shazam finds out what people like, and then they sell that information to record companies so they make more of the same songs.
Because Sucker sounds just like, I'm like, gosh, this sounds familiar.
Yes.
But I think also the other thing is it's got that, like, the same words over and over mm-hmm. again. I'm just a sucker for you. I can't sing, right? Like, I've got it. Like,
that's
I can sing
you
that.
To, that's a bumper. You're right. That's
I'm just
it.
A sucker for you there over and over and over. The song of the
Warm
summer.
101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.